Hi footy friends, Alex here. Just before you feast your ears on the football hour, I want to tell you about this class new app called Hoops Connect. It helps you find sporting events and classes in your local area. Ever got home from work and fancied a kickabout? Jump on Hoops Connect and it will show you the nearest match. You can get it off the App Store or Google Play straight away. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour podcast. I am your presenter, your football friend, your man in the know about footy, Alex Mearns. Joined with me is Fulham's biggest fan, Dom Betts. Dom, we're here doing Manager Watch episode number 9. We're talking about Eddie Howe and his little Bournemouth club. Sorry for being disrespectful, but you are still a little club, even though you're finishing in the top 10 in the Premier League. Who'd have thought it, Bournemouth fans? But can they go any higher, Dom? Ninth position last year, 46 points though. 46 points? Well, it's just not that great, is it? Amount of points for a team to finish ninth. It's incredible that they actually managed to finish so high.
10 years ago, 46 points would mean you finished like 15th at the highest.
Yeah.
It'd mean you just escaped relegation. I think there was 1 year where a team got relegated on like 43. I think it's the only year where a team above 40 points has actually been relegated. But I think it's proving now you need less and less in points to get relegated. We need more and more points to finish higher.
Yeah, I think it kind of makes sense.
If that kind of makes sense.
Does it, listener? Who knows? Who cares? It's Dom Betts and Alex Mearns. We don't make much sense. Dom, they got rid of Lewis Grabham this season, brought in Nathan Ake, Asmir Begovic, Jermaine Defoe. I think the best signing's got to be Asmir Begovic.
Well, they took two Chelsea players who were never going to get into Chelsea's side. And I think Begovic, like, I was listening to a podcast that he was on. I think it was Colin Murray's when he interviewed him. And he seems a great guy, but he's a great Premier League goalkeeper. I think he's definitely in the top 10 for me, Asmir Begovic. I know he hasn't been playing consistently for the last few years because he took the weird decision to leave Stoke to sit on Chelsea's bench. But I think he's obviously an upgrade on what they had.
Boric is shit.
It's been their issue the last 2 years.
Yeah.
They've just had a horrific goalkeeper.
He didn't look like he was arsed about anything. He just looked so relaxed. He loved doing a Cruyff turn in his box as well. I'm glad they got rid of him.
I'm not got rid of him.
He's on the bench still.
But I'm glad they've brought in a proper, good quality Premier League goalkeeper. If we move on to Nathan Ake, he looked brilliant last season before Chelsea recalled him for no reason whatsoever.
Come on, though. 20 million for Nathan Ake. The guy's not played over 50 appearances in the Premier League. He's still relatively unknown. 20 mil, so much money.
I think it's a lot of money, but I think he's got sell-on value. I think give it 2-3 years, you probably sell him for twice that.
Someone who's definitely not got any sell-on value. Jermaine Defoe. He's earning over 100 grand at Bournemouth. A club which, as we say, is quite small. We're just seeing now that if you stick around in the Premier League for 2-3 seasons, that cash is coming in. They're splashing it on Jermaine Defoe. Who'd have thought Bournemouth would be paying over £100,000 a week for a 35-plus striker? Honestly, I think that's madness.
It is madness, but I think it was a move that made sense for all parties, really. Jermaine Defoe, obviously, he was at Bournemouth before when he was on loan from West Ham, and he's quite loved at the club because he did really, really well on that loan spell, and he's obviously nearer to his family. And Jermaine Defoe, he's just going to guarantee you goals in the league. And with him and Josh King up front, I think that's looking like a very, very good front line.
They've got quite a good squad now. I'm looking at their subs on Saturday's sad 1-0 loss away to West Brom. It's such a West Brom result, that one. 1-0. The subs, Gosling, Smith, Defoe, Mings, Jordan Ibe. He's building a good squad here, Eddie Howe. I just don't know if they can get any higher than ninth, mate.
No, there isn't. Again, they've got a ceiling and they can't really go anywhere. And it is going to sound repetitive, but what every team below Everton can achieve, bar like the really low sides, like your Huddersfields, like your Brightons and Newcastle, your promoted sides, is they've all got the same ceiling and they all can only aim for the same thing, which is to finish in the top 10 and have a decent cup run. I feel like I have to say it for every single side, but what else can they achieve? I mean, Bournemouth, I still think, can't be too ahead of themselves because they're still at risk of going down. I've seen a few pundits or a few podcasts that have predicted Bournemouth to go down. I can see it happening. I can see that happening, because although they play a wonderful style of football, it does mean they ship goals. And I think what they have done well this summer is they've got the good mix of youth and experience now, and the experienced players they have are good experienced players, not just players like Boric who have experience.
I think someone they've got to get out of their side is Simon Francis. He keeps making mistakes for me. He's not a Premier League player. He's Championship at best.
Because he was amazing for them in the Championship, but that's the furthest his ability can really go.
They've got to take him out the side. I don't care if he's your captain. Just got to be time to cut the cord. As well, Sermon in midfield. Get Lewis Cook in your team. Eddie Howe. How many times do I have to say it? Lewis Cook is going to be a future England captain. He wasn't playing. He wasn't in the squad. I don't know whether it was due to injury. He must be okay because he's captain. He's the only other person other than Bobby Moore to lift a World Cup trophy, Dom.
Yeah, so he took one of your best young centre-mids. They took one of our best young centre-mids in Emerson Hyman and Lewis Cook. And they just don't play either of them.
Get him on the pitch, Eddie Howe.
I understand loaning out Emerson Hyman to Rangers last year was good for him to get experience and stuff. But, like, you're not Chelsea. You're Bournemouth, right? You don't just buy young players and then loan them out. I mean, yeah, Lewis Cook, like, I hope he gets 20, 30 games this season easily, because I don't want another young, up-and-coming, promising English player to just have his talent go to waste.
Could a guy who had a great season last year, Josh King, could he keep Jermaine Defoe on the bench? Will he have another top season?
Well, I don't think you can start Defoe over Josh King. He was their best player by an absolute country mile last season, and he started off at United, or he was at United as a youngster, and he's gone on loan and gone to like Norway and then come back, been at the likes of Blackburn. I think he's finally found where he can sort of excel in his career, and he's a great player. He's rapid, he's great on the ball, and he's got a good finish on it. I think that was one issue I always had with Josh King when I've seen him in the Premier League, when I've seen him in the Championship, that he was quick, he was lightning, he was great touch on the ball, but he couldn't finish to save his life. And he's clearly been working on that in training last year, 18 months, and it's come to fruition because he scored, over 10 goals last year? And I think
13 in his last 16 games.
He's a really underrated player for me. I think people don't think about him as good as he is. Like, I think there's people who probably argue other strikers who clearly aren't as good as him in the league. I can't think of any come to my head now, but there are other strikers in the league definitely who are probably rated higher than him and shouldn't be, because I think he's a great player. And I think at the moment, he would walk into a lot of sides.
Are you confident Bournemouth are going to stay up?
I'm not overly confident. Like, yeah, bang on, they're going to stay up in the league. But I'd argue there's just worse teams in the league. That's the way I look at it. You're going to stay up if there's three worse teams than you in the league. I know that's a bit of a stupid thing to say, but that's the way I look at it. I see the likes of your Palaces. I look at even like a team like West Brom, and I know Tony Pulis is the manager, but how long is he going to stay there for? West Brom fans aren't exactly happy with Tony Pulis at a club. No one is. I'd look at Stoke. I don't think Mark Hughes is going to stay for much longer. He's sort of wasted his time there. I don't think there's really much more he can do there anymore.
Do you think Bournemouth are now a bigger club in the Premier League than Stoke and West Brom?
I don't think they're the bigger club, but I think they're the better club, like, on their day, because I think, I don't know, I feel like there's more excitement and ambition around the club, maybe because they've been in Premier League less and they're in, like, what, League 1 or League 2, what, 5-6 years ago. But, yeah, I just have more confidence in them. Like they're just better than these stale clubs like Crystal Palace.
You know that Hoops Connect app I was telling you about at the start? As well as participating in their events, you can create your own. You put the sport, you put the price, you put the number of attendees, and obviously you put the location. It's a great new way to meet new mates as well. The link to download Hoops Connect is in this podcast description below. Let's get back to the footy chat. Eddie Howe, what can he achieve with this club then? Will he stick around with Bournemouth? Do you think, let me ask, in 3 years' time, do you see Eddie Howe still at Bournemouth?
No.
Is there bigger and better things for this guy?
There is bigger and better things for this guy, because I know he hasn't got a small budget, and that's a bit obvious, but he hasn't got a massive budget, and I'm trying to think what he could do with like a Everton or even a Southampton. I know Bournemouth fans will hate to hear that, because they're technically local rivals, even though they're not that near. There's just no one else on the South Coast, unless you're playing like Paul Town in like the FA Cup. I think there is bigger and better things for him. Like, he could realistically be an Arsenal manager. Not right now, he hasn't got the ability, and he's not a world-class manager, but let's face it, Wenger came from, what, some Japanese club, didn't he?
He could definitely be the Arsenal manager. Against West Brom, Bournemouth had 71% possession. They lost 1-0 to West Brom, so that's very much what Arsenal do.
He's Arsene Wenger up to a T. Keep the ball, but don't do anything with it.
Great. So, what position do you think Bournemouth will finish in the Premier League this season?
I'm going to go for ninth.
Really? I think they're going to have a real struggle this season. I don't think, apart from Begovic, I don't think they've added much to their squad. I think Jermaine Defoe scores a lot of penalties. I don't think he was actually that brilliant for Sunderland last year.
I think I say ninth more than I want them to do well. Like, they could easily finish 17th, but well, then they could also finish ninth.
I think they'd finish in 15th. I don't think it's going to be a great season. I think teams might find out Eddie Howe this season. They finished ninth last year because Josh King scored a load of goals at the end of the season when most teams were on the beach.
Yeah, but for me, a league, as we know, is over 38 games.
Mm, yeah,
and all you have to do is perform better than 10 other sides in 38 games. I think they can easily finish in the top half of the season, but as I said, they can easily finish 17th. It's just, other teams, you could look at West Ham, let's say, the signings of Chicharito, Arnautovic. You could argue, yes, they've got a better team on paper, but I feel like Bournemouth play better more of the time. And I know Bournemouth had that sort of stage of last season, like maybe around the winter time, where they couldn't win a game for fun, but that's because they were playing like a top four side every like 10 days. But yeah, I think Bournemouth, they could push on this season, and I hope they do. I like seeing the smaller Premier League teams, like I hope Huddersfield stay up this season, because I like seeing teams who haven't been in the Premier League for like ages doing well. It's nice to see a bit of a change, and I'd like to see Bournemouth finish in the top half, and they definitely have the potential too. So yeah, I'm going to stick with my prediction of ninth.
Alright, brilliant. That has been episode number 9 of Manager Watch series. If you love the podcast, subscribe to it on iTunes. It's completely free. Follow us on Twitter. We post out all our pods up there, football news, football chat, at the Football Hour. And I've got nothing else to say other than thanks for listening, and I'll see you very again shortly with West Bromwich Albion's Manager Watch series, where Dom thinks Tony Pulis is not going to last too long at the Hawthorns. Watch out for that. It'll be coming very soon. Now the Football Hour is sadly over. Go and download Hoops Connect. The link is in this podcast description, and get playing and organising your favourite sports. I'm off to organise a footy game, 1v1, me versus Dom Betts. I'm going to make him look as bad as Mauro Fellaini doing a step over.